My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Anthony Sang going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the Memphis Grizzlies. But we do have some NFL news. This is starting to feel like a stalemate of stalemates. Like, you know, I don't even know what you would compare
which
it to.
Which one? Ayuk or Chase?
Well, we've been hearing about Ayuk for about 2 months.
Yeah, what they've said is that the other teams are tired of it because, like, I would assume, like, Pittsburgh, because they've had a deal in place, and what seems to be pretty clear is that, and we've known 49ers want to keep him, but that Ayuk wants to be a Niner because the opportunity's been there for him to say no and move on and be traded, but he has not agreed to do that, so other teams are fed up too.
Yes.
I mean, it's not just us fans or you fantasy folks that took Ayuk and you're waiting on him to get in there and
yep.
feel good.
Yep. So I think that one is the one where I'm most over.
Lynch yesterday seemed like he'd aged 10 years talking about it. I don't know if you saw it. But he's reached his breaking point. At some point, you got to be here. You know, at some point, you have to play.
No doubt.
And the man looked like he had aged going through this. This has been something that he said it's been ongoing for a while.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's not done, I think, has got him miffed.
Yes. So waiting on that. Jamar Chase is still not practicing today. He just reported to practice, but he's not playing. So they do not have, and they're 10 days away from the opener. So. I mean, you got to feel like he will play because you don't want to miss a game check, but he's not practicing, which, you know, is notable. But, I mean, I would expect him to go.
He made his coach look bad yesterday when he, you know, coaches expect him to be there. He comes in late, then he's in street clothes, and it's just, you know, Zach Taylor had to eat it up and say, I put my foot in my mouth, and is that going to change Zach Taylor wanting him on the football team? Absolutely not. But it's just not a good situation right now. Now they open up with the Patriots. Mm. You know, you can get by week one without Jamar Chase, but we know there's no being a Super Bowl contender if he's not ready to go on this team. So they got issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And again, you have an embarrassed, you know, head coach now.
Exactly. So that's going on, and then the New England Patriots made a decision that was expected ultimately the way it all went. But
many people are angry with this.
Yeah, I've seen some backlash.
Many people
say
it's the wrong decision.
But Brissett is the guy. Jacoby Brissett has been named the starting quarterback. We said it yesterday when, you know, Jerron was like, I'll announce it tomorrow. You knew then. If it was a rookie, you just announce it right then and there, and you put your full confidence behind him. But, you know, I think what it really boils down to, Jason, is you have, you know, journalists in New England that don't want to freaking have to watch Jacoby Brissett and cover Jacoby Brissett. They want something fun, exciting.
Sure.
And that's not what Brissett is, right?
Well, and you see 1 and 2 playing immediately, and the other, yes. You know, some even, I mean, hell, even Knicks looks like he's going to start, and you say, well, why, I mean, you have an easy one. Why isn't this guy starting?
Yep. But
this is obvious. We've said it's a couple of things. You don't have the team around him. That's number one. But also, your goals are different than those other teams with Jaden and with the Bears. I mean, the Commanders are showing, and those agents told you, like, that's a functional franchise now under new ownership, under new leadership that's moving towards something. You're not as the Patriots right now. Point is, you're tanking.
Mm-hmm.
And so why would you put out Drake May in a situation where you actually want to lose games? That's what they can't admit, but it's what those beat writers and everybody else should be on.
Right.
I mean, that's what's obvious here. They don't want to win. You know, they want to get as close to the one pick as they can get.
Yes, yes.
And keep building.
I mean, look, I think we talked about this coming into the week. You know,
I do disagree on Russell Wilson, but other than that, the rest of them,
yeah,
we hit on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're trying to make sure that this guy is developed properly and that he's, you know, groomed,
Drake,
and brought along. Yeah,
especially after having just ruined one.
Yeah, so I mean,
potentially,
I'm sure this was not just Jerod Mayo's decision. You know, I mean, this is something that, like, they all see the offensive line. They all see that. They all know how the friggin' backups of the Commanders were pushing them around on Sunday.
Who's their one receiver? Trivia. I don't know.
I think it's DeMario Douglas, bro.
Wow.
Yeah. That's who it is.
And y'all want to, you and some of y'all want to put Drake May out there with that mess.
I mean, it's just really bad.
They'd be doing the kid a disservice throwing
him out
there right
now. And that's why we gave Bennett such a hard time with his fantasy draft last night, because he drafted Ramondre Stevenson and DeMario Douglas, two pieces from the New England offense. And it's no surprise that he is picked 10th. He is predicted to finish 10th of 10 in the league.
I mean, Stevenson ain't going to be able to do anything when you're stacking the box up on them because they can't throw.
Right. Like, they're not even going to be in a position to run the ball because they're going to be trailing the whole game. Like, when is he going to get any kind of work? It's just not going to happen.
Now, again, I feel like you publicly shamed him last year for his draft. He ended up in the championship game. You're probably setting us up for that again.
I mean, his team is really
again,
bad,
just
though.
Catching strays. He didn't know he was going to catch one here. That was all behind the scenes.
He knew. I mean, that I might not be very good at fantasy, but I thought the object was to draft players in good offenses. Isn't that the goal?
Yes.
You know, and my guy drafted two Patriots. I mean, and Jake Ferguson is his starting tight end. Like, what are we doing, bro? I mean, did we just decide we're going to throw it in the towel this year? Chris Olave is his number one receiver? Oh, my God. Dude, Chris Olave in the New Orleans offense? Yeah, you're going to be taking lots of L's,
buddy.
I would
want him as my best receiver.
Dude, his best. I mean, he's got Debo, but if IU comes back, that's not that attractive. You know, I mean,
Debo's still good, though.
I guess he drafted Hockenson, so when Hockenson returns for Minnesota, if you believe in Darnold, but it's a rough draft for Bennett. I mean, he drafted Derrick Henry, who is just not that guy anymore. They're going to – and I don't know if he –
He drafted Derrick Henry first.
Yeah, dude. In the first round. And
that's what's awesome about that.
And I think what people have to –
Some things never change.
What he should have taken into consideration is that the Baltimore coaching staff said they're going to preserve him as much as they can for the playoffs. Like, this is not about to be 400-yard
– It's not Titans Derrick Henry.
Yeah. But
not with the number of carries.
Yeah, so his season is over before he even got started in fantasy. I mean, you know, you guys say he's going to hit the waiver wire. He better, because that team ain't got no prayer.
I think, too, we're spending too much time on – or not too much time, but we're not spending enough time on Trent Williams still being out for
That's
San Francisco.
True. That's a big
Everybody
loss.
Everybody talking about IU. Look at your splits or whatever, the on-off with Trent Williams on the field. How could the fact that they don't have that one done, too – And they've said it. The agents talked about it. Ayuk has handled his publicly, you know, taking his taking the Niner stuff off of his socials and all that. And some agents disagreed with that kind of statement. Some thought, but Trent has done it completely quietly. And they think, you know, the agents were pointing out that whichever one gets rewarded first, in terms of the agents dealing with the Niners going forward, that's what they're going to advise their clients to do when dealing with Lynch in the future. They're literally watching which one of these deals is going to get done first, because it's been two absolutely different approaches.
Yes.
Trent's kept his quiet, but still hasn't been rewarded.
Yes. Exactly. No, that's a huge one, bro. I mean, they're different.
Now, folks,
I'm
talking enough about Trent Williams not being out there.
The 49ers could, I mean, that's what we talk about, right? The window is so
small. Dude, if you don't have Trent and Ayuk, that's not a contender.
It's not the same.
It's not a contender.
And Purdy has struggled in the
Rams could slip up on you in that division. You don't have both of them.
Seattle.
But I cannot see a prolonged situation when you're going deep into the sea. Remember, Chris Jones, and I had forgotten this. I heard it again this morning. I think he was still out the first game. Remember, Chris Jones last year was doing this with KC?
Yep.
And after that first one, they got him in. You know, they understood, okay, we got to get him in there. I think he only missed one if I'm not mistaken. And that could, that I would think the same thing here.
Yep.
You're not going to get too far because who the Niners open up with?
Jets. Yeah.
So you, this ain't like a Cincy that doesn't have Jamar opening up with the Patriots, and maybe you can play it for a week or two here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going right off the bat here for the Niners. So I just, the fact that it's both of those guys we're not talking enough about, Trent's just as impactful, if not more so.
Yeah. Now, by the way,
because Purdy's been getting lit up. Y'all ain't seen it in the preseason. He's been getting hit.
I do want to let you know that there are new drug test protocols in the NFL.
What are you letting me know for?
Well, so I can, you know,
inform the Titans.
I'm sure you have some guys that are taking PEDs.
Ryan Poles knows what's up. We've already informed the team. We're on top of things.
So the way it works now is that you only have a 3-hour window to complete your drug test. You get the notification at 5 a.m., and then you have to have completed the drug test by 8 a.m. that day. Like, I don't know what it used to be, but like Jack Jones, the Raiders, just got one. He got one at 5 a.m. and he didn't respond, and the guy followed up at 6 a.m. and said, did you get my text? Just a friendly reminder that your tests must be completed by 8 a.m. per NFL protocol. Come see me as soon as you can to complete your tests. So they are really cracking down. You don't even get a day or a week. I don't know what it used to be, but, you know, it's definitely changing over there in the NFL. 5 a.m., ready for that pee test. If you got nothing to hide, just take the test. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we're drug-free up in Chicago.
Okay. I saw that offense last year. I believe it. I mean, I certainly believe y'all. But y'all brought in some performance enhancing players.
That offense now resides with you, Luke Getsy, OC of the Raiders.
That's why I'm probably going to make an absolute max bet on the Chargers Week 1, -3.5.
Where's that one at?
It's in L.A. It don't really matter. I mean, I don't.
They're only 3.5-point favorites.
I know.
I guess with a new coach, they can only put it up so high.
I mean, it's Harbaugh versus Antonio Pierce, Justin Herbert versus Gardner Minshew. What are we doing here? I mean,
they do. They have young receivers. They don't.
They
have
do,
the vets
but
that
I mean, we have nobody. I mean, we have pieces like that are randomly scattered throughout the team.
Who's Chargers running back with Eckler gone?
It's what's his name?
Okay.
It's old. What's his name?
That sounds effective.
It don't matter.
No, it is going to matter.
It don't
matter. Eckler was his freaking safety valve.
I honestly have no idea.
Man, threw it to Eckler 20 times a game.
I mean, he's obviously not a stud. So, but they got Ladd McConkey.
Laddie.
Who Brad thinks is Hitman Hoops, apparently. He heard him. He was like, yep, that's Ladd McConkey right there. It's Gus Edwards. And J.K. Dobbins.
Again, I think I drafted him super late, like he was the ass end of the draft.
I would ask you, is Jay Huff, when you hear that the man, you know, patterned his game after Will Coleman, would Jay Huff be a bad guess?
No, because, well, I mean, Jay Huff's got a little bit more of a perimeter game than, you know, than...
Hitman didn't tell us whether he could shoot it, did he?
Well, he said he played like Will Coleman, so Will Coleman never shot a three. So, I mean, I'm
so...
You are really enamored with the guessing.
And it's really that detail of the interview that I'm stuck on. It's just such
It's fun.
It's one of my favorites. It's a random player reference. No disrespect to Will, but Will was a role player. He was beloved. Still is. He's a great Memphian, right? But the fact that you patterned your game after him.
Yeah, that is fascinating.
Also chose to stay... Right after the transfer evacuation of Memphis in the Cal years,
yes, he did. He was very noble.
He wasn't the one.
Articles have been written about him.
But it was Witherspoon that said we're not going nowhere.
Yeah.
It was I wish he would have. I wish he would have gone somewhere.
John.
No, I think we're keeping it real now, right?
That's a hit piece. That ain't hit men.
The red pill, blue pill.
Well, right? If it had been this day and age, he would have been gone.
Right.
As it is to transfer.
No,
then you actually had to sit out a year.
One of the first pieces that I wrote for the Daily Helmsman way back in the day that I was proud of was a story about Will Coleman. It was the end of his career. And I remember spending time with him at his locker room. We were just one-on-one. And, you know, and he was, like, really, really sad. And it just, like, it stuck with me. I was like, man, this guy's really sad about this. You know, which, of course he is. It's his last game of his career, you know. But... you know, I wrote about that, and
I have the same story with Farrakhan.
Right,
he didn't want to take the jersey.
Right. I mean, everybody has to.
Oh, Farrakhan Hall, I liked him.
Oh my gosh,
good player.
He did not want to come out of the jersey, and he knew it was over for him.
Right.
They were
up in
Michigan, I guess, for the tournament game.
Right,
I think that's the loss to Michigan State. I want to say it was that one.
Yeah, I'm sure Kendrick Davis would have had. They don't let us.
Might have been Virginia, but I think it was Michigan State.
Do you still get locker room access in the NCAA?
That's the only place you get it. That's what makes it. Where you can go in. I'm pretty sure that's still the case.
There was a time, people won't believe, but there was a time where we could go into the post-game locker room with the Tigers after every single game.
It hadn't just been shut down here. That's been shut down across the nation.
No, I mean, that's why it happens, right?
Yes, you used to go up in the team. You go right up in the locker room, and that was the way it was for decades. Here in Memphis, you go right in the locker room afterwards, get any player you want.
Look up Billy Richmond on YouTube, Tara Packmire.
That one's like, and that's an OG one.
Look it up.
In terms of interviews.
Look it up, man.
Oh, yeah, that's where he says some fun stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, that was, you know.
That put him on the map as a personality.
He doesn't curse or anything.
You might be able to pull old Billy up.
Pull.
I can pull it up. He's clean.
Yeah, he's like, he says something like, holla at me or something. I don't remember exactly what he says. But Billy was definitely a fan of Tara Packmire's professionalism in reporting. There's no doubt about that. That's what you just don't get anymore.
I totally remember that.
That's what you don't get anymore. We'll come back. Anthony Sangin will join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the Memphis Grizzlies, their moves this week, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, Arnie FM, ESPN.
Hi, this is Bob Kessling, inviting you to follow all the exciting action of Tennessee football all season long. 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Tennessee opens the season Saturday against Chattanooga at Neyland Stadium. Ball Network coverage starts at 9:45 a.m. Kickoff set for 11:45.
92.9 FM, ESPN, is the Mid-South's home of college football and the SEC. Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Perimeter shot.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This former Hamilton star, Billy Richmond, a guy with Antonio Burks and Chris Massey in foul trouble that really had to come up big in the first 20 minutes for the Memphis Tigers. Billy Richmond did. The Tigers got the win. Tara talked to Billy Richmond after the game.
I'm standing alongside Billy Richmond, who has been hot as of lately. The first three just kind of set it all off for you in the last game, didn't it?
Yeah, the first three was big for me. My brother told me once I hit the first three, I'd be all right. I mean, I hit my first three, and I'm just going to keep banging them back and forth. And I'm just glad we're playing good right now. And y'all look pretty good yourself tonight.
Thanks, Billy.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What a player, what a player. Billy Richmond was a young player. Anthony Sane. I hesitate. I was gonna say that, but I'm not sure that's still the case either. When we talk about players, maybe former player.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're not in them fast lanes anymore. You slow down like the great many of us have.
That's the way it sounds.
And that's the thing that I love about
it. Billy ain't either, man. Billy sounds just like that, which is crazy. Like, he still sounds like right now Billy Richmond.
Smooth, like that. Real smooth with terror. Host of the Anthony Sane Show. He is on Bluff City Media. He joins us today. He usually joins us every Friday. We've moved some things around. We're grateful for that. You know him as the tribal chief of Grizz Twitter, independent journalist and founder of Asylum Media Group, and father of five-star 2032 Most Sport prospect Gabriel Sane. You can follow Sane on X at Sane Asylum. Welcome, brother.
Man, what's going on, man? Gabe got a game today. He got a game at 5:30 today.
I might be able to make that one.
Yeah, go on, follow up, man.
This is game two, right?
Yeah.
We are 1-0.
1-0. We're not playing with y'all out here at all.
And see, John wasn't here to hear about how cold this white boy on y'all's team is.
White Travis Hunter, bro.
Uh-oh.
We're not joking. He's got
White Travis Hunter.
He's got the whitest name possible.
Okay.
We're not saying
it,
though.
I'm not going to say the kid's name.
Yeah.
But it's like his first name is his mom's family name.
Got
his mom's
it.
Maiden name is the kid's first name.
Got it. Yo,
so, you know, this, hey, that's
Harrison.
Duncan Parker.
right.
Duncan.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's why he can be. He cold with him. Yeah. He's a quarterback on offense, but he's like he runs the ball.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've been eager to see him. That's
I think Gabe said he's a corner. I think Gabe said he's a cornerback or a free safety one.
So but Gabe is snapping it to him.
Yeah, and Gabe said he's the best tacklers, and nobody tackles better than him, and he got a pick six the other night, too. Like, that kid is a monster.
Yeah, good like, Lord.
White Travis Hunter, bro, for real. He's a beast,
Lil Birdie told me you ready for some Memphis football.
Yeah, man, I'm going to be in the house there. You know, Tiger football fans
clap
take care of
it up there
me,
for
man.
Him, BC. We got a fan here.
Shout out to
the game.
Shout out to University of Memphis Tigers football fans. I ain't going to send nobody names, man, because y'all know I like to troll the football program, but yeah, I got people who take care of me, man. Because they'd be like, yeah, son, you be going off, but you telling the truth, bro. But I want you to experience Tiger football. So people take care of me, bro. So shout out to my guy. I ain't going to say his name on Twitter. I got a few people to give me free tickets.
You said you going to have a little bit of pepper right there close to the edge.
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting right. Man, it ain't trying to be funny, man. They got me sitting. I pull up the chart, man. It got me sitting right in the edge of the breakdown. Like, where the like, I might about to fall off of that mug, bro.
Is that why you got him?
No. I think they trolling me, for real, bro. I think dudes say, y'all finna buy save some tickets right on the edge of this joint.
Man, Ed Scott and them have assured us that everything is safe over there. There's no way you will fall off.
Ain't no people been in them seats though, bro. Like, mm-hmm. They don't know that. Like, yeah, that, like, there used to be a whole building. Now it ain't a whole building, but you want people to go sit in?
Yes.
Your expectations real quick for that program, is it AAC title or bust for you?
Hey, bro, I'm about to say something real crazy. Undefeated, bro. Florida State. Get them bums out of here, bro. I said, watch them folks lay an egg on my TV the other night. Hey, we can beat them. We can beat them, bro.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly can. It's true. They can. I mean, I don't know if I'd bet it, but.
The question is, do we play on Saturday or do we play tonight, Dion, in Colorado? Which side are you on this year?
I'm a have dual citizenship when it comes down to college football fandom, for real. You know, Coach Prime and them, hey.
Yep.
Shadoo and Travis Hunter, man. They're my guys, bro. They ain't got the little dude from Memphis, Cam, somebody. See, I've been playing college football 25, man, so I kind of know who dudes are in college football.
They got Hayden, Dallin Hayden.
They got a dude named Cam, somebody. I don't know.
All I know is Hayden.
I remember Hayden.
Yeah,
bro, we're not playing.
Think he went to Christian Brothers, maybe?
I think Colorado going to be about, how many games they play, 11 or 12?
12.
They're going to be about 6-6, 7-5, something like that.
Yeah, they're trying to just get bowl eligible.
Yeah, man, just get in the bowl, man. 6-6, 7-5.
Now, he doesn't like college football, or at least that's last time I talked to him. He didn't like it. Are you a fan?
No, I'm not a fan of college football.
Okay, so this just didn't come out good at all.
No. But, I of course, I pulled for the Tigers because it's Memphis, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm a pull for Coach Prime and them.
Oh, I didn't mean college football as a whole. I meant the game.
Video game?
The video game.
Oh, the game is
John
cool.
has been critical of the game.
It's goofy, though. Like, the game's not really – it didn't really play well. Like, John's probably also – he's a much bigger gamer than I am. John's probably a video game, period. So he picks up the game, he plays it as it is, and he's going to cut it on the highest level.
Yes.
He's just going to play the game as it is. I'm going to go customize my game to play how I want to play. I'm going to fix my sliders. If something's goofy, okay, I'm going to tune that down. I'm going to tune this up because I'm not good at this, so I'm going to tune this up. So I'm going to make it where I'm going to go online and watch YouTube videos about how to customize it just like I want it. If I buy the game, I'm going to make it be how I want it to be.
Right.
But EA Sports did a bad job of tuning the game, because I think John said this. It's like watching a superhero movie, and it is, because it's really weird. Like, some of the catches they make, and like the way the plays can, you know, you can break big plays like it's nothing to do. The running game is just really weird. Like, it does. You're a superhero one play, and then like you can't get nothing for like 10 straight drives. But it's a good game, though. Like, it's a good solid foundation for the first game. But It's definitely got a lot of issues with it. But, like, there's a couple things in there that are kind of lazy that they did. Hopefully they patch it throughout the year and do things like uniform updates. Because they've done it already. They've mm-hmm. updated some stadiums, updated some logos, updated some helmets. They got a couple glitches. Like, I really want to – but it's completely, like, as far as the uniforms, like, there's like hundreds of combinations you could do, even with a school like University of Memphis. Like, we've got like 17 base uniforms, and then you can like take this helmet and stick it with this helmet.
Well, I like
with
that.
This jersey. Like, yeah. You can just do all kinds of stuff. But they've got white socks the whole time. You can't just like go in and say, okay, we'll make the socks black, make their accessories black. It's still kind of glitchy when it comes down to that. But I love it. I love playing it. Like, Gabe wants to play all the time, so I get to bust him up. But nah, he'd be busting me up. I'm really lying about that part.
Yeah, I'm just more of a Madden guy. That's what it is. Like, it's just a different style. It's a different gameplay. Yeah. Like, I just been so used to Madden my whole life.
I know, John. Like, I know you're like almost a competitive Madden player. Like,
oh yeah, you get I've lost some ground, you know, with the kids. But I'm definitely
He's not what he used to be.
Because these kids they're not even playing football. They're just exploiting glitches.
Yeah, they run no huddle. They do the stupid stuff. Like,
yo, they've destroyed 2K.
And what Madden has done, I found myself getting even angrier about it. They now have a promotion system now online, right? Mm-hmm. Like, where you go from, you know, you start at bronze and you go to silver, then gold, mm-hmm. then platinum, then, you know, on and on and on and on.
You'll spend $5,000 by the time you're done.
Well, no, it's all based on whether you win or lose in your online game, right?
Okay, yeah.
So you get relegated or you get promoted.
But you got to spend money to make your guys good, right? Like playing teams.
Yeah, you just pick random teams, I mean, you can do ultimate team, which takes too much time, right?
And money.
Like, for me. But I'm finding myself, like, getting very angry that I'm not as good as I used to be on this game because I'm staying in silver. I'm not even going to gold. Like, I fancied myself as a very good Madden player back in my day, and you know, now I'm like, I can't do it. I suck at Call of Duty now.
Yeah.
I used to have a friggin' 2-1 kill death ratio in Call of Duty. Like, I used to be like really good at it. Now I don't even buy it.
Because I was looking at some, you know, 2K's getting ready to drop next week, and people are posting, they're already trying to break the game. It haven't even came out yet. They're like, oh, you got to make yourself a 5'9 guard. And like, man, this is dumb, man. Like, games are like, it's like they're not even playing basketball. They're not even playing football anymore. They're just finding weird glitches in the game and just exploiting them. It's not even – I've never been online. I don't like playing online for those very reasons, but yeah.
Yes.
I'm with you.
If I was asking you to put together a team to beat Penny's all-time mm-hmm. starting five.
What's his team?
His is himself at
okay,
point.
He's my point guard too.
What I'm gonna ask you is where you can't pick any of his.
Oh,
you put
okay.
together a team. He's got himself at point. He's got Mike. He's got Kobe. He's got LeBron at the four. He's got Shaquille O'Neal at the five.
Oh.
If I tasked you with putting together a team to beat that, you cannot use his guys. How close do you think you could come?
All right, say it again.
His team is himself at point.
Mm.
He's got Mike and Kobe at the two and the three. He's got LeBron at the four. He's got Shaq at the five, his former teammate.
I can put a team together. They're going to lose, though.
Let's see. How good can we get?
If
John, you can help with this.
Yeah,
you
Penny's
had suggestions.
Not my point guard. I had
how
a team.
How close can we get?
They're so big. I got to come with another big guard. So I'm gonna have to go Magic out there.
Magic is the one. I like that.
You got to give me Larry Bird on that team. You got to give me Kevin Durant on that team.
Magic, Larry, Durant.
I gotta put Steph on that joint.
So Steph is gonna play. I might get with magic.
Is this like with HIV magic or this like
bro? This is
you pick
the highest level.
No, give me pre HIV magic. Yeah,
the highest level of magic. We got it. Steph, Larry, Durant,
and,
or you. Okay, you want?
Hold on, back that up. Get magic out of there, man. I'm looking at this.
Steph, year. Larry, Durant. I gotta get
either KG or Tim Duncan on this team.
Who's your center?
Olajuwon.
Okay, so we're 4 out of 5 now. Olajuwon can always play Shaq well.
I ain't got no guards, though.
Steph, Larry, Durant, Olajuwon. Yeah, I just worry about Steph on the defensive end against...
Nah, give me Magic, bro. They got to deal with Steph, bro. They got to deal with Steph.
So, okay, Magic, Steph, Larry, Durant, Olajuwon.
Yeah.
John, is your team better?
Well, I mean, did you tell him who I had?
No, I don't have your text pulled.
Yeah,
up.
So my team is Magic, D Wade, KD, Tim Duncan, and the Joker at the 5.
I liked it
because I need to bring Shaq out. I have to bring Shaq out.
You gonna get Shaq money?
Yeah, like
yeah,
I mean, I liked it, bro. I'm obviously gonna give up something with Shaq, but
I liked it. Who you had as your guard? D Wade.
Yeah, I mean, I need a 2 guard, and I thought about Bird, but I need a little more athleticism, honestly, in this day and age.
But see, here's the thing: if you give me prime Larry Bird, and I say, okay, bro, you got 6 months to get ready for these dudes, I can make Larry Bird's game.
I mean, he'll be a gamer. You know?
I can make his game.
Was the cut. I mean, Bird. I put in. KD was it had to be there,
mm-hmm.
but Wade over Bird was the ultimate.
See, that's a conversation I had with some guys.
You got one shooter, really, KD.
I got two.
Who?
Jokic.
Jokic's
he's
a shooter,
yes.
Bro. You have to guard him.
I had a conversation with some guys about this the other day, right? We were talking about how guys from this era could probably adjust going backwards. Like LeBron would be fine if he went to the 80s and 90s or whatever, right? But like a lot of these guys, if they came to our era because if you look, bro, like Larry Bird, like the most threes he took or made in the season, I think it was like 75 threes. In a season was the most he ever made. Like, that's everybody does that. You know what I mean? Like,
well, but you know, his shots are going to go too from
that. I think if Larry Bird played in this era, he'd be a totally different player. I think he would be on the ball. He'd probably be like a really big ass Luka. If Larry Bird
I was
Bird
just thinking
was,
the same thing, Luka.
Yeah, he would be a really big ass Luka and could probably shoot the ball even better.
Because Larry could have played the point.
Yeah. Like, I think if you adjust these guys to today's game, like, I wonder what Magic would be if he was dropped into the league now because he wasn't.
He was not a quick twitch athleticism, so I would feel like defensively he would struggle in this league that's even faster and more athletic.
Like I said, I don't really judge a lot of guys who I didn't see. I didn't grow up watching prime Magic Johnson. Like when I was a little kid and first started watching the NBA, Magic and them were kind of getting out of here. Like it was.
See, and that's why I kind of use Scotty as sort of the example. Like nobody could guard Magic early on. That was the thing, 6'9" mm-hmm. point guard. But then they started making them. Like Scotty's and everything mm-hmm. else, and that remember that finals in '91. That's who they put on Magic. And
I might be about to get Magic out of here and put Scotty as my big guard.
And then Magic defensively always left. You know, yeah. it wasn't.
Because Scotty could knock down some shots.
But I mean, that team. The point is, that team is like you're not beating that team.
So yeah,
no, you ain't beating Penny team. That team there is
like
ridiculous.
I thought Jeff and them had a good argument this morning that you want to bomb it from three. That's all.
You can try to get high. Yeah, that's
and
why
so
I put
you
Jokic
need
on
3-point shooting.
Yeah.
But you only got two. I mean, D Wade is not a shooter, and Magic was not a long range shooter.
But I also
that,
say,
I would say you could have gone more shooting.
I could have
to your point. But I think that's probably correct that the only way you beat Penny, Michael, Kobe, LeBron, and Shaq is if you're bombing from three and it's a hot night.
I also say that you had some type of time machine where you put all these guys in a portal and you all put them in the same era. The guys who we don't think would be shooters. You kind of get what I'm saying? Like, if Michael Jordan played today, he would be...
Oh, yeah, he would have honed it.
He would be a guy that a three-point shot would be in his arsenal.
He would have honed it, yeah.
Yeah, him, Kobe would have shot better. I think a lot of guys would have been shooters if they played in this era. So
yeah, I mean Shaq would have been a stretch 5.
Man, what if he was?
I mean, he hit a free throw.
But he didn't have to. That was the thing. He didn't have to back then.
And when you talk about comparing eras, like I had this conversation in barbershops all the time, and guys are like, oh, man, these guys would get killed. Like, they wouldn't, bro. Like, and we had these conversations all the time. And, like, you know somebody that, like, a player that, like, we talk about the Kevin Durants, right? Like, there was no guy like Kevin Durant back in the 90s or the 80s, right? A guy that, like, there really wasn't a guy like him at all was Giannis, bro. That dude looked like he was from another galaxy.
Yeah.
If you dropped his game right now, back then, he would look, people be like, okay, bro, what are you doing? Like, you literally are a 7-foot center who's handling the ball like a guard and just powering your way to the, he's like if Shaq was dribbling back in the 90s. If Shaq could take you off the dribble back then, that's what Giannis would be. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Penny himself at his height. Like, I don't have any problem with him picking himself. First off, you kind of know Penny's going to pick him.
Exactly.
But when Penny was at his best, bro, him going against Magic Johnson.
And I think those other four guys, if they picked their teams, I think Penny would be their point guard, too, just being real. Even though we know Penny had a short career, I think all those dudes know. Well, two of those guys, for sure, we know were, like, fans of Penny, who, like, looked up to Penny coming into the league, and that's Kobe and LeBron. So I think Penny may be those guys' point guard as well. But good question, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he had an interview with CQ Sports.
Yeah. They found that man's shoes, man.
Yeah, what, found them? I thought we got back.
We found the guy that did it. I don't know if we recovered the shoes.
Do we have more info?
Yeah, you know, on my show, Friday, we heard the story that the shoes switched possession. The guy who originally stole them, that the shoes were found by somebody that was one of Penny's neighbors. So they found them in the bushes. And then that guy was trying to sell them. Y'all ain't heard that part of the story?
Mm-hmm. A guy that found them in the bushes was trying to sell them?
Yes.
So there was okay.
Which sounds like BS to me. It sounds like they paid the guy that looks like the Skinner, the MAGA looking dude. Looked like they paid him to go steal some shoes to me.
You think it was actually maybe an inside job,
yeah.
So to speak.
Because the neighbor says he was just walking in the neighborhood and something led him to the woods and he found cases of Penny Hardaway shoes. That's what this guy. That was in our Discord.
But, like, let me ask you this, from that, why would he, if he was involved, why would he want to be the guy that alerts people to the shoes?
What you mean?
Like, if this person who found them was involved.
I think he just created a way to make it seem like he didn't have nothing to do with it. Like, he just randomly stumbled upon these shoes. It's kind of like if I live next door to Penny, right?
Yeah.
But it ain't like me and Penny are cool. I just know he lives in my neighborhood. And I'm seeing cases of stuff getting delivered to his house all the time.
Yeah.
I would find some schmo that I would say, hey, go steal this off Penny's house, go take him over there, and I'm just going to be out walking the dog, and I'll go grab the boxes. And like, hey, I just found these in the woods. Because you know his cameras everywhere. So.
Yeah.
Well, Penny need to get a gate, y'all trying to get them shoes.
Penny need to use, like, the Amazon lockbox. That's what I use. Y'all use it?
Well, no, they said there are boxes you can drop big packages in outside of many of those rich homes. But that other ones just have a door where the living man can go in.
Yeah, I don't know my neighbors like that. So I live in an apartment complex, so I don't have stuff come to my apartment. If I get Amazon delivered, I get it dropped off at a locker, Amazon locker. Penny needs to use the locker system to go get his stuff. Probably going forward.
Different house.
Have you seen the shoes?
No.
It's like something that Slam Magazine is doing for certain athletes. Like they're taking, they're making like player editions. Slam Magazine editions of certain shoes.
That's what these were?
Yeah, you ain't seen the shoes for?
No, I know the WREG report that said that these were for family and for him or whatever. But
yeah, they clean.
I don't think I ever saw
them. I'm telling you, man, it was like a whole conversation in the Bluff City.
Is this the picture that he sent into like Channel 3? He sent them a render. Uh-huh. You know, I don't know if it was the actual shoe or not.
Well, them dudes were trying to slam them joints around the city. They had a nice little operation going on. I thought Penny got them joints back, though. Y'all saying yeah?
I don't know. I just saw that they made an arrest. I didn't know.
I saw that part. I thought they said that he got him back. I don't know.
I'm sure he probably did.
That's them right there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he probably did. Yeah, and there was fewer of them, right, than was initially reported.
He said 20-something pairs. There was 14 in the incident report.
Right. I don't know. It's some sloppy thieves out here, man, is all I know.
No doubt.
It's too much paper trail.
All right, let me ask you about these Grizzlies. They made a move. They now have an open move
to change the league, man.
That's right, forever. The history charted forever. Mm-hmm. What do you think they should do with that open roster spot that they now have?
Just leave it open. taking it to the season. Stuff happens. You might do a two-for-one trade. You might have an injury. You need to go get somebody. Because if you – let's say you sign a Cam Spencer or you sign a Scottie Pippen Jr., right, and you have, like, a major injury where you really need to go get a dude or some guy – anything happens, man. A guy gets waived or gets his contract bowed out, and you really want to go get that dude, you'd have to turn around and waive that guy, and now you don't have any rights to him at all, like whoever you just waived to do that. Because you're not going to waive John Conchar because you owe, like, 3 years, $15 million on him. His contract's, like, $5, $6 million a year. Still got 3 years on this deal. So it would be a guy like whoever you put in that spot is who you would waive to make that happen. So there's nothing wrong with bringing that spot into the season, like, empty. Like, there's no problem with that at all.
I don't disagree that there's not a rush like you got to switch Scotty over to
it's a standard contract. It's no advantage
because you have the control.
Yeah,
but are you okay with down the road? I mean, Derrick Rose is going to be off the roster next year.
And they're probably going to waive Derrick Rose early this year, like after the trade deadline.
Oh, you think so? Yeah,
I think you're going to start hearing stuff about the Grizzlies trying to find out, okay, what is life after basketball look like for Derrick Rose? I think they want him here. I think they want him around. And I think they're going to try to be creative to keep him with this program after this year's contract. But I don't think they're going to re-sign him on a deal. And I think that once they establish what that is, they'll probably waive him and then just, you know, owe him that money, pay him this money or whatever, if they need another roster spot to do whatever they want to do. But I just think there's no necessity in bringing that in. Because every year, bro, like over every year for the last maybe 2 or 3 years, we've been in a situation where something's happened and we've needed – an empty roster spot. And we waived Kennedy Chandler 1 year.
That's right.
We waived Kenny Lofton the next year. And I want to say it was something else the year before Kennedy Chandler, too. But it's just good to have that spot open. Like, we don't have to go into the season and bringing a guy up. And you've got 50 games of two-way from Cam Spencer, 50 games of two-way from Scottie Pippen Jr. For Cam Spencer, you actually got another season. You don't have to sign Cam this year at all. You got this whole year of Scottie Pippen Jr. So just use your two-way year. I mean, he's under contract. He can play 50 games. And once those 50 games are over, like I said, if that spot's open, you can use it. And if you feel like you want to take Scottie Pippen Jr. to the playoffs, like I said, that spot's there if you want to use it. And if not, like I said, you can waive a guy like Derrick Rose at that part of the season because you've pretty much paid him everything anyway. You can just pay him for the rest of the year, and you can just see what life after basketball looks like for him. But, like, there's no need to – it's not a necessity to do anything with that spot. Just keep it open, man, because you don't know what might happen. Teams are going to camp. Guys might want to get a buyout. There are guys who, you know, they might go to camp. Okay, just throwing something out hypothetical, right? Like, this isn't happening, but I'm just saying. Let's say that Draymond Green – goes to Warriors camp, and they look ass. He's like, all right, this ain't it. Like, and what if he says, all right, get me out of here? And you know, what do you do if Draymond Green says, hey, I'll go to Memphis for the league minimum? Are you going to say no? Because, we just signed Scottie Pippen Jr. You know what I mean? Like, just leave it open because you don't know what might happen between now and then. That's super hypothetical. That's not based on anything. But, you know, just leave it open, man. Like, you don't have to sign anybody. You definitely don't have to sign your guys that are on two-way because they're on a two-way contract. Those guys are going to be there for a while. You don't have to sign them to a actual league deal for them to actually play for you and be part of your rotation if you want to use them that way.
You mentioned the two. They were. I'm just trying to go back on my timeline. Those two were connected, right? Didn't they cut Kennedy to give Lofton the standard contract? That's what it was.
Kennedy
and then you ended up not even playing Lofton in the playoffs.
You had Kennedy Chandler on the whole deal. You had Kennedy Chandler on the whole regular roster deal.
Yes.
You cut him right before the playoffs. So he's gone.
Because you needed the spot.
You don't have any rights to him. He's gone. You lost his rights.
No, you're right. And to get to Lofton.
And then to get to Lofton because of Steven Adams stuff. And then you had Lofton on the roster.
Who they didn't play in the playing.
Then they cut Lofton to bring in Bismack Biyombo. And then
that's right. But to your point,
just
you have an open one. Then
just keep it open because you don't know what will happen. There's a lot of stuff that could happen this season that you might want their roster spot to stay open for, including signing your own guys. But you just don't have to do it now. Like, there's no advantage and no benefit of doing that now.
What's the roundabout drop on Jatus?
I think October 2nd or something.
Okay, so it's coming.
Yeah, they're coming. And I told y'all, I said, as the actual pictures from Nike started coming out, you'll notice that shoe looks good. And I like how that Jatu looks. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to say it now because me and you both are victims of the tingly toes of the Ja 1. I'm predicting this shoe to actually fit and feel better than
it has to because he's trying to appeal to more NBA guys, I would think.
And I'm sure they got
enough of them ain't wearing.
Yeah, I'm sure they got a lot of negative feedback about the fit and the cut of the shoe.
Yep.
And just being honest, man, if you're wondering how Nike sees Ja Morant, he's literally wearing Kobe's. Like, he's literally wearing what Kobe recipes, what his shoes would be. If they were still dropping Kobe's, that is what that shoe is. Like,
this too.
Yes, the Ja 2 is literally
closer
Kobe.
To what a Kobe.
It looks literally just like what if they it looks like the Kobe 14 or whatever.
Well, the question gonna be, does it feel like it? Because that's what the players love about Kobe's too.
What I hope they're doing. I think that they're making because they're still making Kobe's, of course.
I was gonna say they still drop them today,
but it's
still so popular.
And even the way that Nike like does their signature shoes, they take whatever their signature athletes were wearing before they got a signature shoe, and they kind of make a hybrid.
Because
I know they said that the Devin Booker shoe is a hybrid of the Kobe's that he liked. Because he liked the older Kobe's. And they made his shoe as a hybrid of those. And with Ja's shoe, is kind of a hybrid. It's supposed to be like a hybrid of Ja's and Kyrie's. Certain Ja's that he liked mixed with certain Kyrie's that he liked. But it literally looks like the old Kobe's used to look. So, but I think that's a big deal. I think that's Nike showing you
what they think of him and what,
and I think this could be a crazy year for Ja Morant.
Could be.
If you look at how people, certain media guys, like, all right, bro, let me go ahead and come out the closet and let y'all know that, like, y'all are tripping about Ja Morant. There are guys who are standing up saying, like, y'all are really sleeping on the Grizzlies. Ja Morant's going to go crazy this year. Like, nothing makes me think he doesn't. These videos of him and Edie are going crazy. You know what I mean? Fans are getting behind those big time. And not just Grizzly fans. My girl, Rael Myers, she covers the Pelicans. She was like, "What in the world are we supposed to do with this crap?" Like, it was she quoted the video of Ja and Edie.
Saw it.
She was like, "Who in the world is supposed to?"
She's scared.
She was like, "Who in the world is supposed to guard this dude?" But yeah, but you can't help but watch those Zach Edie videos. Like I told y'all, that dude was gonna be for real. And I gave y'all some homework last time I was on here, man. John wasn't here though.
No, I was not here.
I want y'all to tell me what's the difference between Zach Edie's story and Tim Duncan's story. Am I saying that Zach Edie's gonna be Tim Duncan? No. But I think that you should look through those guys. Look at those guys through a similar lens. Is all I'm saying. They're both guys who had another. They're both gigantic men. They were playing another sport they weren't supposed to be playing for a long time. They were introduced to basketball. They killed college basketball. They played 4 years. What's the difference? Like, how do we know what Zach Edey could be?
Because the league is fast.
Hey, but guess what happens in the league? Sometimes you have guys that are statistical anomalies, that are outliers. And guess what those guys are?
They
go down as being the best players of all time. I had this conversation.
Jokic is not fast.
And I had that conversation. Somebody was talking about why the Grizzlies can't win because of historical roster build, right? He was just saying why the Grizzlies probably can't work because of historical roster build. I said, bro, what makes sense about Nikola Jokic? Like, nothing in NBA history makes sense about Nikola Jokic being the best player in the league or any of those things and winning the championship. So I'm not saying Edie's going to be Tim Duncan, but just think about those type of things. We don't know what his ceiling could be. I think he could be. John, I know you and me, bro. I know you might not be saying the stuff I'm saying.
No, I mean, I kind of do want to let you get that out there on that island, but
we don't know, man.
Could I swim toward it? I could.
We're talking about a dude who dominated college basketball, who just learned to play basketball.
I love him. You admire him and have started the statue process.
And if Zach Edey had been playing basketball in middle school like your typical kid, he would have been a one and done guy. He would have been.
I mean, that's.
And we've been talking about him totally different.
Look, I'm high on him, so I will come with you. Tim Duncan, man. He is Anthony Sankey.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.